Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 16, 1806. Nothing much happened today. The Corps are settled at Fort Clatsop. Lewis is at a loss to describe this day and writes, "No occurrence worthy of relation took place today." This is an unusual entry from the generally verbose Lewis. Yesterday, January 15, Clark did describe the bow and arrow used by these West Coast Indians, somewhat different from those used by the Plains Indians.
The bow and arrow is the most common instrument among them, every man being furnished with them whether he has a gun or not. This instrument is employed indiscriminately in hunting every species of animal on which they subsist. Their bows are extremely neat and very elastic. They are about 2 feet 6 inches long and 2 inches wide in the center, thence tapering gradually to the extremities, where they are 3/4 of an inch wide. They are very flat and thin, formed of the heart of the arborvitae or white cedar, the back of the bow being thickly covered with sinews of the elk, laid on with a glue which they make from the sturgeon. The string is made of the sinews of the elk also.
Clark goes on to describe the arrows the Indians used.
The arrow is formed of 2 parts usually, though sometimes entire. These formed of 2 parts are unequally divided. The part on which the feathers are placed occupy 4/5 of its length and is formed of light white pine, rather larger than a swan's quill. In the lower extremity of this is a circular mortise secured by sinews wrapped around it. This mortise receives the one end of the second part, which is of smaller size than the first and about 5 inches long. In the end of this, the barb is fixed and confined with sinews. The barb is either iron, copper, or stone. In this form, forming at its point a greater angle than those of any other Indians I observed. The shorter part of the arrow is harder wood, as are also the whole of the arrow where it is of one piece only. As these people live in a country abounding in ponds, lakes, and etc., and frequently hunt in their canoes and shoot at fowls and other animals where the arrow missing its object would be lost in the water, they are constructed in the manner just described in order to make them float should they fall in the water, and consequently can be again recovered by the hunter. The quiver is usually the skin of a young bear or that of a wolf, invariably open at the side instead of the end, as the quiver of other Indians generally are. This construction appears to answer better for the canoe than if they were open at the end only. Many of the elk which our hunters have killed, since we have been here, have been wounded with these arrows, the short piece with the barb remaining in the animal and grown up in the flesh. Captain William Clark, January 15, 1806.
Tomorrow, pretty pricey pelts.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.